Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, the government launches an accelerator for startups, and California AI chip startup Rivos raises over $250 million to advance its goals. Plus, the Space Portfolio Fund targets early-stage space startups. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news for startups in the Philippines. The Department of Trade and Industry has partnered with Silicon Valley venture capital firm Plug and Play to launch a national accelerator program for local startups. Here, with more details, is our Simply Startups correspondent. What can you tell us about this new accelerator platform and how it aims to benefit Philippine startups?
This national startup accelerator platform is a significant development for the Philippine startup scene. It will provide mentoring, limited equity funding, and other critical support to around 40 promising startups each year. The program will run in six-month batches, and Plug and Play has committed to funding it for at least the first 2 years. This partnership gives chosen Philippine startups access to Plug and Play's global network and up to $10 billion in potential funding. It's a real opportunity to supercharge the growth and development of startups in key sectors like AI, cybersecurity, agritech, and more.
And it seems the timing is right, with the Philippine startup ecosystem really gaining momentum in recent years. What's the current state of the startup landscape there?
Absolutely. The Philippine startup scene has been rapidly evolving. In Manila alone, there are now over 1,000 startups with a collective valuation of around $3.5 billion. The Department of Trade and Industry sees this new accelerator as a way to sustain and accelerate that growth trajectory. By connecting startups with large corporations and facilitating access to funding, they hope to create an environment where innovative young companies can really thrive. It's an exciting time for entrepreneurship in the Philippines.
Do we have any sense yet of which specific startups or sectors might be the first to benefit from this new accelerator?
Trade Secretary Alfredo Pascual highlighted a few priority areas they're interested in supporting through this program. These include startups working on artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, software development, animation, as well as agricultural technology and food technology. Of course, the first batch of startups hasn't been selected yet. But given those focus areas, it's likely we'll see some exciting young companies working on cutting-edge, industry-shaping innovations getting a boost from this initiative.
It certainly seems like a promising development for an already fast-growing startup ecosystem. It will be interesting to track the first cohort of startups that go through the accelerator. Speaking of startup funding, a Santa Clara startup called Rivos has raised over $250 million to advance its AI chip technology. The company, which was founded in 2021, is designing chips to support large language models and data analytics systems using an open-source instruction set architecture called RISC-V. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly is Rivos building with this new funding?
Rivos is developing AI chips based on the open-source RISC-V architecture. RISC-V uses a simplified set of instructions to help a computer's CPU execute tasks more efficiently. The exact specifications of Rivos chips are still largely under wraps, but the company says this new funding will enable it to tape out its first silicon product and expand its manufacturing, engineering, and support functions to meet growing customer demand. Prominent investors in this round included Dell Technologies Capital, Intel Capital, and VentureTech Alliance.
Interesting. Now, Rivos has had a bit of a rocky history with Apple, right? Can you tell us more about that legal dispute and how it was resolved?
That's right. Back in 2022, Apple sued Rivos, accusing the startup of poaching over 40 of its engineers, including some high-level employees, and using confidential information from them to develop competing chips. Rivos denied these allegations and claimed Apple was simply trying to stifle a promising new rival. However, the two companies recently reached a settlement agreement. As part of the deal, Apple will be allowed to examine Reverse's systems and remove any confidential Apple data it finds.
And what's the bigger picture here in terms of the AI chip market? It seems like there's a lot of growth and competition in this space.
Absolutely. The AI chip market is booming right now, driven by the rapid advancements in artificial intelligence and machine learning. A recent report from the Brainy Insights projected that the AI chip market will be worth over $350 billion more in 2032 than it is today. Reverse is looking to challenge dominant players like Nvidia in this space, but they'll likely face stiff competition, not just from established semiconductor giants, but also from other well-funded AI chip startups that have emerged in recent years.
Fascinating stuff. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on Reverse and the broader AI chip market going forward. Thanks for that report. In other news, the UK government is launching a new £8 million investment fund called the Space Portfolio to support early-stage space technology startups and small businesses by providing seed funding to help these companies grow and compete in the global space market. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So tell us, how will this fund actually work to support these space startups?
The Space Portfolio is aiming to fill a critical funding gap for early-stage space companies in the UK. Typically, investments from the fund will range from £100,000 to £500,000 per company. This seed funding is intended to help these startups scale their innovative ideas and technologies, allowing them to attract further private investment down the road. The fund will be managed by Future Planet Capital on behalf of the UK Space Agency.
And why has the government decided to allocate this funding now? What's the motivation behind this initiative?
The government sees huge potential in the UK's space sector and wants to ensure that homegrown talent and innovation can thrive. Minister for Space, Andrew Griffith, emphasized that this fund demonstrates the government's support for innovators and risk-takers in fast-evolving industries like space technology. By providing this early backing, they hope to help UK space startups establish a strong position in the global market and ultimately benefit the national economy.
So which types of companies and technologies might be eligible for this funding? What areas of space innovation is the government looking to support?
The Space Portfolio is open to a broad range of early-stage space technology companies emerging from the UK's publicly funded research and development ecosystem. This could include spin-outs from universities and government labs working on anything from satellite communications to space robotics, propulsion systems, Earth observation technologies, and more. The fund is being backed by UK Research and Innovation, the Ministry of Defence, the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology, and several other public bodies. So it's clear they are casting a wide net in terms of the space technologies they want to support.
And for the startups that do receive this funding, what will be expected of them? How will success be measured?
The UK Innovation and Science Seed Fund, which is the organization overseeing the Space Portfolio, has a lot of experience nurturing early-stage companies across many sectors. They'll be working closely with the space startups to help them scale up and achieve the milestones needed to attract larger rounds of private investment. Ultimately, the goal is for these companies to deliver impactful innovations, create high-skilled jobs, and strengthen the UK's position in the global space sector. So while the immediate focus is on supporting the early growth phases, the long-term success will be measured by the economic impact and international competitiveness of the companies backed by this fund.
It certainly sounds like an exciting opportunity for the UK's space startups. We'll be tracking the progress of the Space Portfolio closely. Thank you for those insights. Shifting gears to another tech conference, the Web Summit Rio in Brazil is making strides in promoting gender diversity and empowering women in the industry. The event has seen record-breaking female participation among entrepreneurs, attendees, and speakers. Michael, can you tell us more about this exclusive Women in Tech Lounge at the conference?
Absolutely, David. The Women in Tech Lounge is a dedicated space within the Web Summit Rio conference that aims to empower and support women in the digital technology sector. It provides a platform for networking, mentorship, and knowledge sharing among female professionals and entrepreneurs.
That sounds like a fantastic initiative. Why do you think it's important to have such spaces and focus on gender diversity in the tech industry?
Well, despite progress in recent years, the tech industry still faces significant gender disparities. Women remain underrepresented in leadership roles, entrepreneurship, and technical positions. Events like the Women in Tech Lounge help address these challenges by creating a supportive community, showcasing female role models, and providing resources for career development and business growth.
Can you give us some examples of the activities or sessions that take place in the Women in Tech Lounge?
The lounge hosts a variety of events, including panel discussions, workshops, and mentoring sessions. These cover topics such as leadership skills, entrepreneurship, technical skills, and work-life balance. There are also opportunities for one-on-one meetings with experienced mentors and investors who can provide guidance and support to female founders and professionals.
It's great to see such a comprehensive program. How has the response been from the attendees and participants?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Many women have expressed appreciation for the dedicated space and the sense of community it fosters. They value the opportunity to connect with like-minded individuals, learn from each other's experiences, and gain insights from industry leaders. The lounge has become a hub of inspiration, collaboration, and empowerment for women in tech at the conference.
That's wonderful to hear. Do you think initiatives like the Women in Tech Lounge can have a broader impact on the tech industry as a whole?
Absolutely. Spaces like these play a crucial role in driving change and promoting gender equality in the tech sector. By showcasing successful women, providing role models, and offering support and resources, they encourage more women to pursue careers in technology and entrepreneurship. As more women enter and thrive in the industry, it helps break down stereotypes, diversify perspectives, and ultimately leads to more inclusive and innovative solutions.
Thanks, Michael, for sharing those valuable insights about the Women in Tech Lounge at Web Summit Rio and the positive impact it's having on gender diversity in tech. And with that inspiring note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.